USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President Biden has ended the emergency order used by President Trump to justify construction of the wall on the U.S. border with Mexico. Quote, I have determined that the declaration of a national emergency at the southwest border was unwarranted, end quote. That's what Biden said in a letter sent Thursday to the Speaker of the House, Nancy Pelosi, and Vice President Kamala Harris in her role as President of the Senate. At least five people were killed Thursday in a massive crash involving up to 100 vehicles on Interstate 35 near downtown Fort Worth, Texas. The number of injured was still unknown as police were still addressing the mass casualty event. The Biden administration guidelines for reopening schools is expected to include recommendations for phased reopening based on rates of community transmission. The phased approach for reopening is broken down into four color-coded zones. The report does not stipulate the rates of community spread that determine who qualifies for each zone. USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature is fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
I had begun to notice after 10 days with Balance of Nature, I felt better, more energetic, and believe me, for me, that's something because I have energy anyway, but as old as I am, that was really something to start really noticing. You know, we're all responsible for choosing what our attitudes are, but I had a better mental outlook. I mean, I always try to be positive, but there were subtle things in me that I began to notice. I just felt a difference with this.
Get a wide variety of all your daily recommended servings of whole fruits and vegetables without having to leave your home. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
A single COVID-19 death will give researchers invaluable information. USA Radio News' Tim Berg reports.
For 154 days last year, a man was in and out of Boston hospitals fighting a losing battle with COVID-19. He did not survive, but researchers say his rare case could help them better understand how the virus mutates. The man whose identity was not released was first diagnosed in the spring of 2020. Dr. Jonathan Lee is an infectious disease specialist at Harvard Medical School.
This particular case is, in retrospect, a harbinger of what was to come. And I think that it just goes to show that we need to do a better job of monitoring the spread of these variants, and that only by looking for these variants will we be able to detect it. And that it's something that I think we haven't done as well up to now.
That audio, courtesy of CBS News, from the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
We are USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Mental health issues continue to arise as the pandemic lockdown is bringing folks down. USA Radio News' Dan Naraki has more.
The report from insurance company The Standard showed about 55% of the workers surveyed said they were dealing with mental health issues since the beginning of the pandemic, with many citing increased stress around job security and working from home while balancing other family and social demands. Dr. Patrice Harris says that just having conversations about these issues is a good place to start in dealing with them. The former president of the American Medical Association tells CNBC that there are some simple coping strategies those who are feeling overwhelmed can use.
Certainly, I want everyone to, first of all, give themselves grace and space to feel how they are feeling. Know that we are not helpless. And yes, we are all hitting that wall. But it is time to build on our reserves, call on those coping skills that we typically use. Make sure we are getting some activity. I know in the North, it's difficult, but put on your favorite artist and dance around. Make sure you're sleeping and try to eat. And by all means, Shep, we should not be turning to alcohol to cope.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Mexican President Obrador said on Thursday that migrants who believe the doors are open to the United States now that Biden is president are wrong. Lopez Obrador urged migrants not to believe traffickers who tell them they could get legal status immediately in the United States. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.